Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome inside China Basin, your San Francisco Giants three times a week podcast on thesportsvirus.com, featuring Giants players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
Giants third baseman Matt Duffy joins us each homestand.
I think when I'm going best is when I'm just staying short, trying to hit the ball right back up the middle and seeing it well.
And San Francisco Chronicle columnist John Shea is our regular guest too.
Bumgarner, he's a god, isn't he? He does all these things that no other humans do.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by Townsend Restaurant and Bakery, capturing the spirit of San Francisco. Today's guest is Sacramento Rivercats play-by-play announcer Johnny Dosko. Johnny, great to have you with us here on Inside China Basin as we're looking at the Giants farm system. And it's been a struggle for the teams right now. I mean, the Rivercats are in last place. Same thing with the Richmond Flying Squirrels at AA. San Jose Giants came out of the break in the second half not playing well. They had lost 8 games in a row on a recent road trip. So it's been kind of difficult, but it's fun to watch some of the players and the progress that they're making. And right now you guys have a bunch of guys on rehab from the San Francisco Giants. There's a lot of interest in how those players are doing. So let's get right to that. I mean, starting with Hunter Pence and Joe Panik. I know, you know, both of those guys sat out in the game yesterday on Friday, but how is the progress looking for those guys?
Well, I think there's a great chance, and I never want to guarantee it with the fans, but there's a great chance that Hunter Pence will be with us and in the lineup today, and Joe Panik as well, and A-Ray Adrianza, who didn't make it yesterday, he should be in the lineup today as well. So we're going to have, we'll most likely have Adrianza, most likely Panik, Pence. You're talking about, of course, Ishikawa, Susak. This team is kind of the Giants from 14, 15. You're 13, 14, and 15. It's awesome to see these guys. And so we'll have an opportunity to see these guys. And getting back to what you said, though, about the ball club and the record, it's funny. And the Rivercats have won 6 of 8, and they're playing better baseball now. They're still 12 games under 500, but it is kind of a mystery. I mean, these guys go up and contribute. You know, the Peñas and the Greens and the Williamsons and the Parkers and the Suarezes, they go up there and do well, but for some reason, it hasn't translated to AAA for the Giants. They haven't won the division title in AAA since 1998. And I don't think that's really their MO. I think they'd like to have winning records in the minor leagues. But these players, for some reason, they go up to the big leagues, and there's something about that clubhouse and these guys. They go up and contribute right away. So even I was talking to Travis Ishikawa about it the other day, and he said it's a mystery. So I don't understand why the AAA teams, the Giants, don't consistently win when those guys go up there and they do well at the big league level. So I think it's a mystery even to the players on that one, Joe.
Well, there's been plenty of injuries and opportunity for the Grant Greens of the world. You mentioned the Peña, and they really have helped out San Francisco quite a bit. Now, these guys are trying to come back. I mean, it's almost looked at like it's a trade for the Giants if they get players back healthy. But, you know, people wondered about Hunter Pence. At first, it looked like, okay, he's ahead of schedule. He's going to come back fast. And then there was a little tweak in his hamstring, and it wasn't so much a setback, but they wanted to take it easy. And I know he hit a home run the other day. He also legged out a double. So tell us, how has he looked? You know, what are they thinking about as far as what they're going to do as far as, you know, putting him out there, you know, every day or every other day? Or what's the plan?
You know, and I don't even know if he knows. I don't even know if the Giants know. I think they are going to slow play it. And that's, I think, the smartest thing to do. There's no reason to rush him. You're still, you know, 3.5 games up. Did the Cardinals win last night? I don't even know. Did the Cardinals end up winning?
They did an extra inning, so it's 4.
Okay, good. Yeah. Good. Okay, so good. So, and you know, I think that they are going to slow play it, and it's smart. I mean, you'd rather have a fresh Pence, a healthy Pence, go in mid-August than rush him and have something else happen. You know, and he's looked. I mean, he had the home run, and you know, it's just his energy. It's so infectious. But even watching him leg out that double, he's obviously not 100%. He's going to get there, and I think the slower you play it, the better. Like, there's no rush. And I know Giant fans are, you know, with all the tweets, you can tell Giant fans are hungry to get Pence back out there. And, you know, it's when you win 3 titles in 6 years and you go on a 6-game losing streak, there's a tendency as a fan base to panic a little bit. I mean, I don't think the world's really fallen for the Giants. I think they're going to be fine. Just going through a rough stretch right now, but I do think the slower you play this with Pence, the better it's going to be for the ball club, in my opinion. And these guys who make these decisions have forgotten more about baseball than I'll ever know. So I think it's smart for these guys to slow play it, though, because he needs to be healthy, and there's no reason to rush. And he wants to get out there. But he wants to be smart about this too.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be tough for a guy like him, especially. He's the guy who wants to go out there and run around, you know, be Pete Rose or Eric Burns or somebody like that. Yeah. And I was talking to Dave Greshner, the Giants trainer, about this one time because it's hard to just tell him, hey, you got to slow it down a little bit, or you just can't go 100% every time, because he looks at even a spring training game as being a big deal for that. So do you talk to him about it? I mean, how do you get around that?
Yeah, Joe, I've never seen anything like it. Not just in the way he plays, the way he approaches life. He is so zen. He is so Travis Ishikawa told me, you know, if you had 2,500 Pences, you'd win the World Series every year. I mean, he gets everybody around him better. There's no such thing as a hot day. It's a perfect day. And it's not just power of positive thinking. He genuinely feels that way from every ounce of his soul. This guy is the most positive human being I have ever met. I've never seen anything like it. It's not. I'm saying he would do well if he was in sales. He would do well in construction. Whatever he did in life, he would be the best at it, because he doesn't even accept not doing the best that you could possibly do. And I know hear all the cliches, but he's not like a power of positive thinking. This is how he is. This is the way of being. His way of life. So yeah, he wants to be out there, and sometimes that can work against you, maybe, because you want it. You know. The way he plays the game is just all full board all the time. So I'm glad you had that conversation with Gresh about that. But I hope they slow play it. I hope he slow plays it, because he's going to obviously be critical for them come mid to late August and in September for the stretch drive.
We'll get back to the conversation with Johnny Dosko, the play-by-play announcer for the Giants AAA affiliate Sacramento Rivercats, in just a moment. Hey, Giants fans, whether you're taking pictures of Little Leaguers or the pros, Tamron Lenses and Keeble & Shuckett Photography have the perfect lens for you. The award-winning Tamron 16-300mm all-in-one zoom is more versatile than your basic kit lens. With amazing Tamron quality and image stabilization, you'll never need to switch lenses again. Whether they are sliding into home or making a spectacular catch at the wall, your Tamron lens will catch them all. Tamron has lenses for all of your photographic needs, and you can get your Tamron lens at Keeble & Shuckett Photography in Palo Alto. Contact them at www.kspphoto.com. You know, it's funny, too, at the AAA level, I spent a long time there as a broadcaster. You know, yourself, you've been there a long time. And you can see at this time of year, you're kind of grinding it out. I can only imagine what a Hunter Pence does for a clubhouse because of the positivity that you're talking about. I mean, you know, he comes in and maybe you even change your mindset for that last month of the season as another player.
No doubt. He lifts everybody around him. I mean, I just watched the guys take, even in batting practice, the guys are lifted. A place like New Orleans, which, I mean, honestly, there was nobody at these ball games in New Orleans at this time, this last week, and it was during the week, and no energy in the park, but he makes sure there's energy. Got to Round Rock, and he's pumping everybody up, and he lifts everybody around him. It's impossible for him to big league. He's not capable of that. He wants to help everybody. It just does by being around him. So he does lift a AAA club. It's come at a perfect time for this club, because this team, I think, is better than 12 games under 500 and should be at least 500 or better. So I think, and the team's starting to play better baseball, and I think just having a guy like that around, and of course a guy like Joe Panik too. Joe Panik's a very positive guy too, and great in the clubhouse. So I think having these guys around is only going to help this ball club. And this team trying to get to 500. You're 12 games under with 44 to go. Be nice to get a little run in them. When I think they should be playing at least 500 baseball, you know?
More with Johnny Dosko after this. The Bay Area is a playground for all levels of cyclists, and the best bicycle store around is Breaking Away Bicycles in Marin. Established in 2005, Breaking Away Bicycles was built on a passion for getting people outside. Donna started the shop after 19 years managing Angel Island, watching kids and adults enjoy riding around the beautiful landscape. She left the corporate world to help more folks get on bikes. Rich joined the team and dedicated his life to being constantly covered in grease. He'll get you rolling no matter what. So stop by Breaking Away Bikes. in the heart of Ross at 7 Ross Common. Or check them out on the web, www.breakingawaybikes.com. Well, speaking of panic, you know, he was with you guys on a rehab last year when he had the back issue, and of course that's tricky. And now he's had the concussion issue, and that's super tricky. And he, you know, he played a little bit, and then they were thinking, okay, maybe he could join the Giants in New York, his hometown, to play the Yankees. But they had to back off on him. He had to get a day off. I mean, how mystifying is it right now, or how do they look at it? Because I mean, it's got to be tough to know when he's going to feel good or when he's not going to feel good.
Yeah, and they've been a little more hush-hush on this one, Joe. I can't really, I'm not like I'm prying for answers or anything, but I think they're just kind of slow-playing Joe as well and making sure he's right. The concussion things, though, it's a different deal, as you know, and they're still learning about these things. And, you know, I'm sure if he would have had it back, he wouldn't have tried to play through it, you know, I think. But he's such a gamer. He wanted to play through it. So they're going to slow-play him, too. And I don't even know factually if he's in the lineup today. I'll find out and I'll let you know as soon as we find out. But that's a funny thing too, and I don't even have an answer for that one. We'll just have to wait and see when and if he's in the lineup, and hopefully he'll join the Giants soon. But that's also another one you have to slow play, because you can't rush back a concussion either, as you know.
Yeah, he made one of the best plays that we've ever seen really last year defensively when he was on a rehab assignment with Sacramento, right?
Oh, it's incredible play. I'll never forget that. They were going nuts. That was pretty cool.
Now, Kelby Tomlinson and also Andrew Susak, a couple of guys that have been with the Giants and that are trying to get their way back there. What's the progress been? I know Susak's been hitting some home runs.
You know, Joe, Kelby, when he was rehabbing with us before he was optioned, he looked lost at the plate. He's a good hitter, and he wasn't right. And now, finally, over the last week and a half, you know, got back from the All-Star break, he was a different guy. I think once he got settled in, he realized he was optioned. He kind of not accepted it, but he just kind of relaxed a little bit. Now he's in his rhythm, and he's hitting the ball the other way, playing a solid shortstop. He's playing short and second. He's really playing well at short, and it's great to see. But he's a different Tomlinson now than right before the break. Right before the break, he just was his swing didn't look right. And I'm not a hitting guru by any means. No, you could just tell, even from the broadcaster's eye, you could just tell he wasn't right. But I think now starting to get back into it, feeling good, and it's good to see, because that was tough right before the break. And as far as Susak goes, he's been a different hitter too. You know, he was really scuffling for a while. Now he's starting to hit for some pop. He's hitting with a lot of confidence around the ball. It's looking huge for him right now. He's been fun to watch. He's the guy, you know, that, I mean, it's no secret, he's the guy that the Giants could package. You know, they could put him into a package. He's got some value, and you know, it's good to see for him, because who knows? I mean, he's at least a backup in the big league somewhere, right? I mean, he could be a starter, but he's at least a backup. So I who knows? I mean, I don't know what the Giants are thinking, but maybe he is a guy they put in a package with somebody else.
Yeah, I mean, and the situation is such that it's true. I mean, right now Trevor Brown's playing pretty well, and you know, Buster Posey isn't going anywhere. But it's really too bad, because here's a guy who's a Sacramento native. He's playing there in his hometown right now, and even when he's in a Giants uniform, you know, so many fans that come down from Sacramento, friends and family, to watch him.
No question, in a good mood every day too. Just he's been a good soldier about this whole thing. You know, I mean, obviously, you know, Trevor Brown just flat out beat him out, you know, and of course he had the wrist injury and all that. But it's good to see. I'm very happy for Susak, because he's had a good attitude the whole year about everything, and to see him swing the bat as he is right now is great for him. And I who knows where he's going to end up? I mean, you know, we have what, 8 more days in the trade deadline.
Yeah.
So I'll be interested to see if he's put in some kind of package. I mean, I don't know. I'm on the outside looking in, but I'm interested to see what they're going to do with Susak.
We'll have more with the voice of the Sacramento Rivercats, the Giants' AAA affiliate in the Pacific Coast League, Johnny Dosco, right after this. Do you want to go to the perfect restaurant and bakery before a Giants game? Why not go to the place where Matt Cain ate before he threw his perfect game? That's Townsend Restaurant and Bakery. It's true, I'm not making this up. On June the 13th, 2012, Matt Cain had a great meal at Townsend, then took the mound down the road at AT&T Park and tossed the first perfect game in Giants history. Your meal can be just as effective after you choose one of their homemade sourdough English muffins, scones, and breads. Townsend also serves cage-free Petaluma eggs. For 26 years, Townsend has been capturing the spirit of San Francisco with consistent quality from their family-run business. Serving breakfast and lunch Tuesday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 2 p.m., and brunch on Saturday and Sunday from 8 a.m. to 2:30 p.m., Townsend is located right along the Embarcadero at 2 Townsend Street in San Francisco. Eat at Townsend Restaurant and Bakery, and who knows, perhaps you can be perfect that day too. On to the pitching, and yeah, the Giants are looking for relief pitching at the major league level, but probably, you know, the best player you got as far as pitchers is concerned, Ty Block. I mean, he's got 10 wins, and he's not a guy who throws real hard, but he's always impressed everybody by being a gamer. What have you noticed about him?
Well, he's been tremendous, and you know, I don't know what he is. I mean, I really don't know what he is. Is he a four? Is he a short guy? Is he a long guy out of the bullpen? I don't know what he is. The scouts and the Giants know more than I do on that, but I do think he's making himself noticed, and he's worthy of a shot at some point. I mean, he's pitched his last four starts. His ERA is under one. He's not walking anybody. He's aggressive. He threw 92 pitches in the hitter-friendly ballpark of Vegas, and he threw 74 strikes. He's thrown 75% strikes in his last four starts, and he just gets ahead. He threw in that Vegas start, he threw six curveballs, all the rest fastball changeups, just add some tracks. This guy is fun to watch. The games are 217, 215, broadcaster's dream. You know, he's so much fun to watch, Joe, and he's doing it. You know, it's great to see. And in these ballparks that are, as you know, just complete hitter friendly facilities, he's doing it. Another guy that's pitching well. I mean, we have a lot of guys pitching well right now. I mean, Mejia's dealing. Gregorio pitched a gem last night. Chris Stratton, one walk, 16 strikeouts in his last two starts. He had 8 innings, 4 hits, and 1 run. He's looking good. So the starting pitching right now with the Rivercats is really starting to gel right now. And all these guys, Stratton could be another guy that they call backup. But I'd love to see Block get a chance too.
Yeah, and Stratton definitely, first-round draft pick who they like and gave a chance to. The one guy that's sort of a mystery to a lot of people is Clayton Blackburn, because he pitched so well last year with a 2.85 ERA. But his ERA is over 5 this year. What happened with him?
You know, I don't know, Joe. And he had really 3 consecutive awful starts, and that really, because he got up to number 8 in the ERA lead for the PCL. He was starting to pitch well. He had 4 or 5 really good starts, and then it just didn't happen for him. He couldn't even get out of the in Vegas. He didn't get out of the second inning, so he struggled there. And I think it's been a mystery. But he did start to pitch a little bit better over his last couple. He did get this little blister. So he'll be out a little bit. I'm not sure if he's going to miss another start. I think he is, if I'm not mistaken. But he's a guy that, he's been, when he's going well, he's fun to watch. He's a guy not overpowering at all. He's got kind of the old school approach. He's 23 years old still. That's why we've been hearing about Blackburn for so long. He's still only 23, so he had some time. He was earlier on the short list for the Giants to get called up, but I think he's kind of moved back at this point with everybody pitching as well as they are. But he's a guy that I think he's going to end up having a nice big league career. Just the way he pitches with so much confidence in and out, will not overpower, but he throws strikes, and he has great late movement on those pitches. So don't count him out.
No.
But he's had a rough stretch here.
Yeah, and this time of year is tough too. I mean, a lot of the guys are thinking about the trade deadline coming up, and I mean, I would imagine they know there are maybe a few more scouts in the stands looking at them, and I don't know, it's sort of an uneasy feeling, and everybody handles it differently, right?
They do. They do, and it's, you could really tell in New Orleans, because there were not too many people in the stands, and the guys that were in the stands were scouts. So it's funny, we saw this guy, Jared Cozart, who pitcher, and it was amazing. Joe, he had a bunt up the first base line and basically walked up the line. And it's like when you see there and you see that there are 15 scouts in the ballpark and you dog it like that, nobody could believe it. What is this guy doing? But yeah, there are a lot more scouts in the stands right now as we get to the deadline. We see a lot of them at Raley Field, seeing a lot of them on the road. And it's great because everybody's got an opinion. And it's just, this is the best time of year. I love this time of year to figure out what people are going to do, Are the Giants going to go after a big reliever? What's going to happen? Are they going to stand pat? Who knows? I mean, it's just I love this time of year. As you and I talk every year, it's just a blast to see what guys are going to do.
Well, the Giants may need to do something because they are in a funk. They've lost six games in a row, and we were just talking about how you have to get your rearview mirror fixed on your car. And I think for the Giants, they have to worry about the rearview mirror. The Dodgers are sitting there. You know how it says on the, I think it's a side view mirror where it says objects are closer than they look.
Yeah,
that's kind of the Dodgers right now. Right?
Nice analogy there. I see what you did there. I like that. I like that a lot. Yeah. Dodgers are right there. I mean, the Dodgers, amazing with all their injuries. I mean, they're right there. And you know, as Brandon Belt said at the All-Star game, and I know that one of the Dodger reporters I could tell was trying to bait Belt, and Belt wouldn't bite. It was great. He was just like, no, we actually are looking at the Dodgers. They're obviously a threat. And they are. I mean, even with all the injuries and Kershaw out, I thought that with that Kershaw injury, psychologically, that would crush the Dodgers. But they're right there in the mix, and they have enough talent to be there for a while. But I still think the Giants, I really think the Giants have another run in them. I mean, I think they're going to go on like a 25 out of 36, one of those runs. I mean, obviously, it's hard to see that now when you're 0-6 on the road trip, but I do think they have another run in them. They're too good a team. When they get these guys back, too, they'll get some momentum. And, Adrianza will come back. They'll get a lot of these guys back, Pence and Panic at some point. So they will get some momentum at the right time. The question is, will they make a move? And I'm as interested as anybody to see if they trade for a big reliever come next week or so. What do you think is going to happen?
We'll see what happens. I think they are going to trade for a reliever. Pretty obvious that there's a hole in there. But it's amazing to think, like, who do they give up? Because there's so many players that you don't want to give up, the Christian Arroyos of the world. And, hopefully they don't give up too much.
I know Beattie and Bickford and Arroyo, those guys, I feel that they're untouchable, but you never know. Bobby Evans and Brian Sabian, they always have something. They have something going. They're a lot smarter than we are, and they know what they need. So I don't know. Maybe they will give up one of those guys. But I would think Arroyo is untouchable, but who knows?
All right, Johnny. Hey, thanks a lot for the time. By the way, if you want to catch the game tonight at Raleigh Field in Sacramento, if you're a Giants fan, you watch the Giants and the Yankees this afternoon. You head up to Sacramento, 7:05, the Rivercats and the El Paso Chihuahuas. And if you can't even make it to the game, listen to Johnny if you're in the area, right?
Hey, thanks, buddy. And also, if you do come out and see the Chihuahuas, they have a player, Hunter Renfroe, who's going to be the MVP of the league. 24 homers, 84 driven in, 325, 5-tool player, great arm. Fun to watch. They've got some players with Asuaje and Margot and these guys, but Hunter Renfroe, Austin Hedges, of course, the catcher. Hunter Renfroe, he's worth the price of admission alone, and great chance that Hunter Pence will be in the lineup as well. So a couple of hunters to watch tonight at that ball game.
All right, Johnny. Hey, thanks so much for the time, and good luck.
Thanks, TC. Appreciate it, Joe. Thank you.
That's Sacramento Rivercats play-by-play announcer Johnny Dosko. Join us again on Monday. We'll be at AT&T Park in San Francisco podcasting as the Giants take on the Cincinnati Reds. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin on thesportsvirus.com.